This show was made at Art Media with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website artmedia.org.nz.
Time now for Art Space in Conversation, your backstage pass to Taranaki's most exciting emerging artist. Join Taran Utinga now as she talks to the artists who are exhibiting in our Art Space, thanks to the Toy Foundation. Welcome to Art Space in Conversation.
You'd have to be hiding your head under a rock completely if you didn't know what WOW was and what the competition was about. I actually was really, really lucky. I lived in Nelson for 9 years and worked for a radio station down there and got to MC the WOW Awards in Nelson and got to meet the team and see it go from Nelson moving to Wellington and obviously having a lot to do with the museum, the car museum and the WOW Museum down in Wellington out at Stoke. And it's phenomenal. If you've never been, you need to go and have a look. But what are the WOW Awards? And also, we're going to celebrate today having one of the local Taranaki finalists. Of course, we are talking today about the 2026 WOW competition that happens later on this year. It's going to be amazing. And of course, if you haven't bought tickets yet, well, you need to go on and buy yourself some tickets because you'll want to go this year because we have not one, but two Taranaki finalists, two designers from New Plymouth in this year's 2026 Art Show, Wearable Art Show Awards. Lisa Newsom, welcome along to Frankly Friday.
Hello.
Well, you live at Aokura.
Yes.
How long have you lived here in Taranaki, Lisa?
That's a good question. A good 20 years.
Yeah, gosh, it's amazing.
Yeah, so I shifted out to Aokura probably 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, around COVID time.
Wow, cool. Have you always been an artist?
Always dabbled in art, always. I paint, I'm a hairdresser as well.
Yes.
So I've sort of always got my hands in bits and
pieces. Yeah. So your medium by choice has been painting primarily?
Yeah, although I do really enjoy working with mixed media. So, not necessarily just paint all the time, but I enjoy using different mediums and textures and things like that.
Mm.
And my artwork sort of reflects that.
Yeah.
Quite a bit, yeah.
Awesome. So this is the third time that you've entered the WOW Awards, correct?
Yes.
And you know what? Third time lucky, obviously, that you've gotten and become finalist. But there's people who've entered it a dozen times over the years and don't make it. Yeah, absolutely there has been.
Okay.
Who have entered consistently. And remembering that the finalists are selected from, you know, the best of the best, that they've been judged through that first selection process that you go through. But things that people often don't understand is that you get designers from all around the world entering for that.
I couldn't believe it. I was reading that last night, actually.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Was it 18 countries or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my goodness me.
Yeah, designers, 18 countries representing extraordinary cross-section of global creative talent.
Pinching myself.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Well done. I mean, no, we can't talk about what your piece is about, and we won't delve into that. But when you come to, like, if we look at three, you know, the first time that you entered, how did you ever even come up with the idea of what you were going to do?
Well, this is way back. So I think what the key is to find something that you can see or find in bulk.
Right.
And you don't have to pay money for.
Yeah.
You know, maybe something recycled or something you know, discarded or whatever. I think that's the key point.
I always remember, funnily enough, that you say that, because in the WOW Museum there's the, I call it the sprite dress, which is made out of, it's in the recyclable category, and it was made out of the green sprite bottles.
How cool.
And there was another one that I had seen one time, which was the white milk bottles.
I know. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, just incredible, eh? Plastic bags,
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, funny you say that, because I was, the refuse station
in New Plymouth.
So I needed to get a bit of foam to ship my garment off.
Okay.
And we were there, and I was with my husband. I was purchasing the bit of foam, and I looked over to my left, and I saw something, And I said to my husband, look away.
I'm going to get this and take this home.
Yes, look away. Yeah. And I don't know whether I can tell you what it was, but I bought 12 boxes.
Oh, wow.
Of it. So I've already started.
For the next entry?
For the next year.
And how cool is that?
I'm going to do 2 garments.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
I know. I've got the bug.
You have. How long does it take? Like when you sit down and you have that first concept of, you know, like you were saying about using materials that are recyclable or readily available, how long does it take you to come up with that design, though?
To be honest, it takes me a long time just to, in the thought process. So I could take weeks thinking about it, because I actually go through the whole scenario in my head first because I know once you get started, that's when you come into trouble.
Yeah.
So if you can sort of have a plan sort of in your head, and I do, like at night time at 2 o'clock normally, I sort of wake up and I think, 2 o'clock,
yeah.
I think, right, you know, and so I'm going through the whole process of how I'm going to do this and what I need and stuff like that. So.
And do you sketch it down, or you are like...
No,
I don't
actually.
Notes?
It's all in my head.
Yeah.
And sometimes you start something and it develops. So it doesn't necessarily... What you started off thinking about...
Is where you end up.
Is where you end up.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. It's quite funny that you say that, because my daughter's a tattooist, and because she started with pencil drawing, that's what she did when she learned, you know, that's what got her into tattooing. And she was always a kid who would start a design and then, no, I don't like it, and she'd screw it up. And I remember when she told me she first was going to be a tattooist, I said, you do realise you can't throw paper in the waste paper bin when it's somebody's skin, you know. And she's fastidious, but her designs, I've noticed that she alters them as she goes through. Like, she might have an idea and a concept and do a concept drawing for her, because that's what she does on an iPad, of what works, but what the final piece is like can evolve and can change. And
I suppose in my artwork too, like, if you do make a mistake, I never look at it as a mistake.
No.
I sort of use that as, you know, like I work with it and then start to develop something else, and it normally turns out better than what you thought of.
Yeah, that is really good. Mm. So are you involved with any, like, community organisations here in Taranaki with as far as art? No? No? No?
Not really. Okay. I have in the past been in the Arts Trail, Taranaki Trail. So a couple of times in Awakura there. But no, as far as... No,
okay.
Apart from that, well, that's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely right. It is.
There's a lot of work involved.
Gosh, enormous amount of mahi. And what about family life? Children? You mentioned husband.
Yeah. We've got. I've got 3. Well, they're not children anymore, but I have.
They'll always
2
be your babies, darling.
Oh, of course they are.
Yeah, I know. I've got 28 and 29-year-old, and they're still my babies.
Well, they probably know each other.
They might do. Well, they probably will do, yeah.
Yeah, so, 2 daughters who live in Wellington and a son who lives here.
Nice.
Which is good. But, I sort of, my daughter, she was at the New Zealand School of Dance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so...
And who did she learn off here?
It was Claire Patton, actually.
Oh, yeah, Claire. She taught my daughter. They might have even been the same little
ballet
class.
Well, they probably would have been.
Yeah, she's 29 now, so she went to Claire when they used to be up. We used to go up the stairs with Miss
Jenny. Miss Jenny. I love Miss Jenny.
So did I. My daughter loved Miss Jenny.
Oh, I must contact her.
Yeah, she was amazing. Yeah, how funny. Oh, gosh, we can really talk about all sorts of stuff, you and I, far out.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that's amazing.
But, Holly... you know, obviously for the first years, they get to dance and
they do.
So, you know, that's kind of the inspiration. I thought, this is amazing. And so, you know, you start to get all these ideas flowing and stuff like that. And she did actually model, and in the last couple of years she's choreographed the dance.
Oh, my gosh.
For Wales. Yeah, so that's cool.
Wow, that's amazing. Lisa, it's been really interesting to hear about your inspiration and finding... you know, using recyclable materials and all that sort of stuff. It's quite inspiring. Have you, like, in all honesty, when you entered the first time and you didn't make it to the finalists, what kept you going back?
Because I believed in myself.
Good on you.
I had this thing inside me and I just knew. And I think part of the thing that's quite necessary is to read the instructions properly because I used a lot of these cards which were from Countdown, and you know, if I had read properly, it says no trademarks and things. So really, I sort of went in without really, you know.
Sounds like what I did when I entered the Business Excellence Award, didn't read the fine print. No, and the then fine got print. In there was like,
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but, interesting.
Or the second one actually got to Nelson, which was good.
Very good.
But then once again, I used the same card. So, you know, there's a lesson to be learnt there.
Absolutely. Gosh, yeah. We've been talking, obviously, off air while that song was playing about your daughters. Obviously, with both of them being at the New Zealand School of Dance. That must have been an incredible proud moment to not only have one child go there, but you've got the two of them.
Well, yeah, Jasmine, the second one, she was just a junior associate. She
yeah,
never,
it's beautiful, though.
Yeah. But
what
yeah,
opportunity?
Holly made it. What was that?
I was going to say, what an opportunity.
Oh, opportunity, yeah.
Absolutely.
So we've always been in that sort of dance realm. And then, well, obviously, you know, they have the dances.
And I must admit, Taranaki punches above its weight when it comes to dance.
Oh, definitely.
You know, there's amazing teachers here.
Oh, for
amazing,
sure.
You know, Claire, obviously, and as we were saying, you see Claire and she's still doing bits and pieces around
she's
now,
amazing.
You know. She's just phenomenal. I tell you what, she's such a trooper and what a beautiful, beautiful human being.
Oh, absolutely.
She's just a beautiful, beautiful human being.
Absolutely.
And you think back to those days, like we were saying about Miss Jenny beforehand, you know, like I have such great
so
memories.
So graceful.
And the kids sitting there and they'd point their toes down and lift their toes up and doing skips around the room and
it's
it was
funny,
beautiful.
Isn't it? Whenever I was in Miss Jenny's presence, I was sort of lifted up a little bit.
Of course you do.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Because
you do.
She was so elegant and...
Yeah, I know. I can remember, like, you know, as I was saying to you, I was a dancer, and so I'd automatically suddenly catch my feet and they were standing in first.
Yeah,
I'd be
yeah,
like, hold on a minute,
position.
What am I doing? It's just funny. It comes back to you. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But, well, yeah, beautiful thing. With the WOW Awards, so
yes.
how does it work? So the awards are in, the finalists, you're going to be travelling to Wellington in September?
Yes, I've booked my ticket on the 18th, which is the prize-giving
yes.
Day. So I've just got me, my husband, and my three adult children,
all
so we're just
going to
go there and watch it. Yeah, so it'll be exciting.
It's so good.
Yeah.
One of the things that I must admit, when we obviously sent a press release, and one of the things that they've mentioned in here about everyday people making extraordinary things stand alongside some of the world's most exceptional avant-garde talent.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, you know, like, sorry, pardon the pun, but wow, it's got an incredibly unique community where a deep passion for craft and storytelling is shared between everyone from technologists to teachers to designers whose work has been worn by some of the boldest dressing celebrities on the planet.
Yeah, I saw that.
Isn't that incredible?
Incredible, yeah. I'm just so excited about it. Actually, when I, it was last Wednesday when I found out about it, and I was at the school where I work as a teacher aide, and there was sort of a serious meeting going on, and I knew that the results were going to come through, so I had my phone
ready on the ready.
Just mm-hmm. beside me, just sort of looking over there and trying to, you know, look at the meeting. And then I saw an email come through, and it was and then all I saw was congratulations, and I went, oh my god, and I had to contain myself because they were talking about
gosh.
Something quite serious at the time, so I had to sort of hold that in. But yeah, it was just such a amazing.
Oh, what, you know, what an honour for you.
Yeah,
I think
it
it's
was.
Just, you know, gosh, it's just such an honour for you to do that, honestly.
Yeah.
Lisa, it's just, you know, so proud. You know, you must be so proud of what your family must be proud.
I can't really believe it, really. I'm sort of, yeah.
So tell me about your teacher aiding. Where much do you teacher aid?
Oh, Stratford High School.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Oh, God, yes.
And I work 3 days a week, and I love it.
Was the lover in Cam Stein?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, you know him?
Yeah. I do know Cam. Yes, in fact, I've taught Tommy, their son Drama. I taught Tommy for a while.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, know him. And of course, Lisa Dent's course is there. And I taught with Lisa. Is Lisa still there?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
Lisa.
When I log in, her name is right beside me.
Oh, is it? Yeah, Lisa. I taught with Lisa at Taranaki Dio. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love those students. They're just. They're amazing.
It's such a cool school, isn't it?
Oh, it is a cool school.
Yeah, really cool school.
Yeah, I really enjoy.
And amazing the amount of subjects that kids can do there. I think that's the other thing that's really I find great.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's just so different working with these, well, I call them special people because they're so talented and, what can I say? They're just, you know, if you get them on the right subject, they can be just amazing.
I totally agree with you. You know, funnily enough, years ago, to give you an idea, Lisa, when I was teaching at Dio, part of my philosophy is to give back to the community. I live by that mantra. And so one of the things that I did was I ended up teaching drama to a group of Down students.
Yes, right.
And it was the most rewarding thing I have ever done in my life. It was just so rewarding, just taught me so much. And, oh, my God, the wickedest sense of humour that you've ever seen in your life with them. It was just beautiful. In fact, there was a boy, actually, Sam, who went to Stratford High School, was one of the students that I taught. This is, you know, 10, 12 years ago now.
Right.
I learned so much.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the other day, you know, I had four male students, and we went in, and we're looking for worms and slaters and things, and we just had the best time.
How cool.
Laughing and carrying on, and we took them back and put them under a magnified glass. It's satisfying, yeah.
Have you started doing art with them, much art?
It's funny you say that. That could be in the horizon,
Yeah, I think definitely, because highly creative minds, you know, that would be such a wonderful learning tool to use. Good on you. I think that's whole. Watch
definitely.
The space. We'll have to have you back talking about that later on.
Yeah.
And you talked about obviously being a hairdresser.
Yes.
You've been a hairdresser for a number of years.
Oh, my goodness, for so long. 40 years or so.
Yeah.
So I just have, like, I'm very lucky because I have a little studio which I can cut hair and create.
Nice.
As well. So I'm very fortunate, and my customers often come in and say, "What's she up to now?"
Yeah, it's so cool.
"What are you up to now, Lisa?" So, it's kind of, it all works in together.
Yeah. Mm. Is there anything that you want to try that you haven't tried with your art yet that you'd like to explore a bit
more? Well, at the moment, I'm sort of... I think I must be obsessed with gowns and things because at the moment I'm doing a series of, I call it the Seven Sisters, and they probably stand, how high is that?
Oh, I need to pick your brains because I'm directing the vagina monologue.
Oh!
At the moment, I know. Speaking of sisters, seven sisters. There's seven women in the show, and that's what reminded me. There's seven women who are sharing stories that were created over a series of interviews that this American writer, when she wrote the play, she interviewed a whole lot of women, over 200 women, and got their honest stories, and were all asked the same series of questions, and the answers were fast spread like chalk and cheese. Like they were so different. And women who were, you know, I think they say at the beginning they interviewed actors and street workers and retirees and nurses and you know, people from all different cultures. But there still was that underlying feminine message that came through despite all of these different people, different ages, different cultures, ethnicities,
that's,
and so
that's
forth.
Exactly,
but
the,
yeah,
yes.
And I was going to say, yeah, so I've got goosebumps now.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I have
too.
I was targeting like different, you know, like we're all the same person, even though we might have, you know,
different presenting.
Different presenting.
Mm.
We're all the same person. So, so I've got a series of those, and I should really try and get an exhibition sometime. But
you should. Well, of course,
thing.
We've got our art space here, by
oh,
the
there
way.
You, go.
You could actually display your art in our art space. We need to give you the paperwork
so
for that.
How tall is that?
Oh, yeah.
It's over a metre.
Yeah.
1.4.
About 1.4.
So there's seven of them.
Oh,
size.
Well, look, we've got a space. You and I definitely need to talk off here.
Yes,
hey,
we do.
Hey, I was going to ask you also to, now I've lost my train of thought just quickly, but with your art that you do, like, do you, I'm trying to think of the way to say it. Like, do you want to push the boundaries a bit, or is it?
Well,
oh, you know, some artists do want to.
Yeah, like, I do. Look, honestly, I can do realism.
Mm-hmm.
I can do abstract.
Mm-hmm.
But I do enjoy doing these garments because I love going into Bunnings and getting into the hardware. I just love building something, building it. But then, you know, that's what I love doing.
Yeah, cool.
So hands-on sort of, yeah, I do. Yeah, I want to do more garments.
Yeah, that's cool. It's quite funny, you know, we're talking about controversy because recently up at the new East Wing at Taranaki Base that's open, I've noticed on social media, and in fact I actually got sent it because we have a chat group on for the play with the woman in the play, and we had a chat group and one of the women went, hey, do you see this photo's been covered up? And it was actually a painting, and it was of an orchid.
Right.
That is in the entrance to maternity, and somebody has complained about an orchid flower and they actually covered it up. And
come
then
on.
Somebody else has looked at this other, which I tell you what, I would like to know if, pardon, and I don't want to say it, they've likened this swirl of paint, which is a black swirl of paint, to a phallic object. That's what they've said it reminded them, and they wanted it removed, and that it's been controversial. And I thought, well, if they think that's a phallic object, I'm really obviously not looking at it the right way.
Why did they just not look at it?
But they've covered them up. Like, they've covered them up.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh, for God's sake.
It's gone crazy.
Like, you know? Actually, I was speaking to a lady the other day, and she was saying she posed for an artist, funnily enough, in Wellington when she was a student, and they were painting vulvas.
Right.
And they
come in all different shapes. Yeah,
absolutely.
And,
and I know, and just to give you an idea, I know when, if you go into the female toilets at the Devon by the bar before you go up to Marbles,
okay,
there's a piece of artwork that there's by the female toilets. And
right,
there's a bit of a story about Pete Tennant buying that piece of artwork. So it was at an auction, an art auction, and Pete was there, and no one was bidding against it because it's a woman's vulva.
Right.
But they've got it on display, but they've turned it the other way. They've flipped it the other way. But I thought, how. And it's outside the ladies' loo, which I find quite ironic.
Yeah, yeah,
but yeah,
yeah,
but like the orchid outside the maternity department. But yeah.
Oh, some people were so serious.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, isn't it?
You know, sometimes you just got to open your mind a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, we're all the same.
It's not like it doesn't have to be anything more than what it is. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's
you know, like you can't have to
delve. Well, you can depict how you want to depict it.
Yeah, it is interesting. My sister's an artist too, Lisa. Who,
oh, really?
Yeah, she's a painter. And so she spent quite a bit of time in the UK and went to an area in the UK called Dulverton, where there's a lot of the little thatch cottages and little white buildings where our family had come from in the UK. And she all of a sudden went through doing a whole series of paint works that were based around these cottages and all the rest. And every time I go into the garden shops and you see those lovely little ceramic houses which you put the tea light candles in, which
my
I love.
My parents are from England.
Oh, well, I've got a couple of those. And that's what my sister paints like. She does those. And the other thing she did was a series of, which is amazing, a series of, I guess you could call it circus art, where she'd done somebody on a tightrope. But
wow,
she'd set them in like the 1920s with the striped tights. You would like it being a mum of a dancer, the striped tights and the little frilly,
beautiful,
you know, very 1920s look. And I had actually the somebody on stilts. It was a great piece. But she'd painted them on panels of doors, old door panels.
Oh, how cool
as well.
Is that?
Yeah, it was really cool. But she ended up, she worked in a gallery in, of all places, Pio Pio, or Pew Pew as people call it here. Had worked in a gallery there on the corner there, and it was amazing, really supportive.
Mm.
But she eventually ended up down in Masterton, and Masterton have they have the old recycled containers.
Oh yeah,
and they've turned those into art galleries in Masterton. And she worked there for a little while and was showcasing her work, was exhibiting, and she was saying it just was quite interesting that Masterton was actually very forward when it came to visual art.
Yes,
like it was a real, you know,
yeah,
real
yeah,
little hub
yeah,
of
right,
that. But aren't we lucky here in Taranaki, though, when
so
you think
lucky
of the galleries, whether it's White Sail or Kina or, you know, even Jane's Gallery with the exhibitions that they have there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's amazing.
I actually have had some artwork in, what's that gallery on Grover Street?
Oh,
my goodness.
Now I'm thinking of it. Is it not White Sail? No.
No.
I know the one you mean, but I can't think of it now. I know the one now.
It's
we're going to be really thinking about it. I know we'll...
Yeah, it's got all the faces outside. Yes. I have had some artwork in there as well. So, yeah.
It's lovely. And I love the sculpture that we're seeing around Taranaki.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually saw a reel on Facebook the other night of a guy visiting here saying that New Plymouth was one of the most understated cities in New Zealand. And it was him at the walkway along the foreshore with sitting next to those lovely sculptures of the women.
Aren't they amazing?
With their gorgeous boobs and bums.
Yes.
And he was sitting there and he was quite a little man. And I thought, it looked quite empowering. These lovely, beautiful.
But they've got no heads.
No, they haven't.
He had his head, though.
Yeah, he had his head. And that is Lisa, and of course you can see some of her pieces here in our art space, thanks of course to the Creative Communities and Toy Foundation, here on our premises in the Top Town Cinema Complex down on the ground floor next to Art Cafe. Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information on this show and others like this, head along to our website, artmedia.org.nz. That's artmedia.org.nz. We've made this podcast with help from New Zealand On Air, here at Art Media. For more information, head to our website, artmedia.org.nz.